Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.
It's the Business Connection on KRDO News Radio. Hope you're having a great weekend. Let's go to the KRDO Newsline and visit with George Harris, who's joining us right now. George is the service manager with Furnace World in Colorado Springs. George, it's Dan Koschel. Thanks for the time. We really appreciate it. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on, sir.
You know, here we are. We've been having some winter days. We've been having some windy days. Pretty soon, we're kind of like in that in-between time where it'll feel like winter one day, and then it'll feel like spring the next day. But now is the time to start thinking about both heating and air conditioning, whatever the case may be. Why is FurnaceWorld.com, why is Furnace World the place to get your residential heating and air conditioning needs filled?
Well, the biggest thing is with Furnace World, we're looking at making customers and clients long-term relationships. Basically, we don't want to come in and just be the average people that get in and get out. We want to build a whole holistic solution to your problems and yeah. make sure you're happy and we have a long-term base with a customer.
And the website is excellent, by the way, FurnaceWorld.com. That's FurnaceWorld.com. When you looked at this past winter, what are people looking at as far as heating is concerned, and some of the top selling units, and just looking at heating as an overall need in houses and businesses?
Well, here in Colorado Springs, one of the biggest issues we're running into is the systems are dirty. No one's ever maintained them. No one's ever taken care of them. A lot of neglect on them, and that's the number one reason we go out to most of the jobs for no heat.
Wow.
We have clients that, unfortunately, don't even know how to change an air filter.
What are the dangers of not changing an air filter? A simple thing, you would think that would be priority number one, but what are some of the things that happen to a furnace if you don't change that heater filter?
So it's an interesting topic to get into because, for example, your furnace is designed to have a basic air filter. Once the air filter is put in and it goes for a period of time, you're supposed to have a set amount of airflow go across the heat exchanger to keep it at a set temperature. If the air filter gets dirty, what happens is you run into overheating the heat exchanger. Once the heat exchanger starts getting stressed from being neglected, it cracks and it gets into CO poisoning and stuff like that. And there's a lot of just small maintenance things that can be done by the customer, and it sometimes just needs a little bit of training from our techs, and we're more than happy to provide that training to homeowners.
I mean, it is amazing. The simplest things can make a world of difference. But some people think that, you know, because the heater is either in the crawl space or in the basement or, you know, located somewhere where they don't think that, little particles will add up too much on a filter. But it really does, doesn't it?
It's actually amazing how much the air filter stops so much stuff that comes in your home when you're breathing it. It's amazing how much a clean air filter actually cleans the air in your home. And I'm not talking the high-end air filters. I'm talking a very basic air filter. Keeps your home cleaner and a lot less dust.
Oh, my goodness. And, you know, we talked about the problems that, you know, the overheating of a furnace when you don't change those filters. But there's also some other hidden dangers as well when it comes to heating units. And we're talking about the big CM words. Carbon monoxide. The dangers of carbon monoxide are for real, aren't they?
They are. Actually, ASHRAE is a testing site, and they highly recommend that you're only allowed to have 9 parts per million of carbon monoxide in a 8-hour day. So your carbon monoxide detectors at your home, they go off at 75 parts per million after an hour, sometimes 4 hours. And one of the things that we try to stress to our customers is your carbon monoxide detectors actually expire after 5 to 10 years, depending on the brand. Most people have carbon monoxide detectors from the 60s and 70s in their home, and they think they're being safe.
Wow.
And the worst part is low-level carbon monoxide poisoning starts at 10 parts per million, and it gives you flu-like symptoms. So while you're in your home, you get headaches, shortness of breath, even personality changes, fatigue, dizziness, vision problems, nausea, rapid breathing, chest pain. And a lot of people associate this with flu-like symptoms, and they're actually getting low levels of carbon monoxide poisoning.
Oh, my goodness. That is amazing. We're visiting with George Harris, who is the service manager with Furnace World in Colorado Springs. You know, that's something to keep an eye on is carbon monoxide. But when somebody hires Furnace World to come out to their place of where they live or their business, you guys stress the importance of regular maintenance. A lot of times people like, you know, what that means to the average person is, oh boy, I'm going to spend some extra money when I really don't need to. But you're not. You're actually, in the long run, going to save yourself, because if you don't do this regular maintenance, you may have to just replace the whole furnace or air conditioner, wouldn't you?
You definitely would. Majority of our replacements are because the furnace was neglected for long periods of time. I hate to say it, but simple maintenance can elongate the life of a system 5 to 10 years.
Wow, that is amazing.
When we're talking about big ticket items, 5 to 10 years is a large purchase for everybody.
Yeah, no question. The lifespan of a furnace and an air conditioner, what is an average lifespan if you have that regular maintenance?
If you have regular maintenance, you're looking at 15 to 25 years on a furnace, and you're looking at about 15 to 20 on an air conditioner.
So, but if you don't have the regular maintenance, that really cuts down the lifespan of those units, doesn't it?
It does. Sadly, depending on how the unit is installed and the maintenance that's done to it, I've seen a furnace that was less than a year old fail because of the way it was installed and lack of maintenance.
Oh my goodness. The technology, I would imagine, is pretty up there, and you guys keep up with the latest technology. What is the latest technology on heat pumps?
So the latest technology on heat pumps is they now get up to 26 SEER, which is seasonal energy efficiency rating, which is phenomenally high, and they work down into negative temperatures now. It's completely changed in the last 10 years. Where if it got below freezing in the past, a heat pump wouldn't work. You'd have to use a secondary heat source. Now, some of these are working without ever using the secondary heat.
Oh, wow. That is really cool. As we're on our last couple of minutes together, we really appreciate your time this weekend, George. Why should somebody choose Furnace World? It's such a reputable company in Colorado Springs, but why choose you guys?
Well, the biggest thing with us is we're looking for long-term relationships with our clients and fixing holistic problems. But secondly, if you're not happy with us, I personally am going to come out and make sure that we do everything right to make you happy, because we want to make sure we're doing right by you, and we never let a customer down.
That is excellent. I mean, you guys have such a great reputation. Furnace World in Colorado Springs, you can visit the website to learn more about what they can do for you. Furnace World, it's self-explanatory, furnaceworld.com. What's the best way to reach you, a phone number, and then what is your email address or any other information you'd like to share with our listeners here today?
Well, the easiest way to get a hold of us is at furnaceworld.com.
Okay.
And the phone number you can always reach us at is 719-473-WARM. 719-473-9276.
473-WARM. I love that. That's very easy to remember. 473-WARM. Excellent. Anything else you want to add? We got about 45 seconds left with our time here today.
Yes, sir. Biggest thing is, please, if you need more information about carbon monoxide poisoning, go to Colorado.gov, our ColoradoSprings.gov, look up carbon monoxide. The Colorado Springs Fire Department has put out a beautiful flyer that explains everything about it. for your own safety, please review that.
Oh, man. I couldn't say it better myself. George, thanks for the time today. We really appreciate it, and we really appreciate your business on KRDO News Radio.
I appreciate you. Have an amazing day, and take care.
Yeah, enjoy your weekend as well. More coming up on The Weekend from KRDO News Radio.